Darren and Dec here, and now it's time for Ask Me Anything.
Today FM's Ask Me Anything.
Introduce yourself.
Hi there, my name is Gráinne Bhéilard and I work as a tarot card reader and a psychic.
At what point in your life did you realise that you had psychic powers?
Well, I started reading cards when I was 15, as a member of my family got a present of a pack of cards. But my mother told me that when I was younger, I used to tell her stuff and it would happen.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is there any particular event you saw coming that you ever tried to warn people about?
Years and years ago, I was in the bath and I kept getting in my head, Concord, 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 Concord. I got up, came into work. I just kept getting this in my head from about 10 o'clock in the morning. And I went to ring this particular journalist. And as I got his number up on my phone, somebody came in and I thought, okay, I'll ring him later. And I was just going to say, what's the story with Concord? And that was the day when I heard on the news at about half two, that Concord had crashed.
Oh my gosh.
Now, what bothers me about that is, even if I had rung somebody and said, I'm getting this message about Concord, who would have listened to me?
No.
Nobody would have.
What's the most common thing that you get asked by people?
People come into me for all sorts of reasons. And a lot of it is about love, career, moving house, moving country. Love, I suppose. Everyone wants to know about love, don't they?
You always hear psychics talking about their cards.
Mm-hmm.
How do they work?
Well, what I find with the cards is when I take out the cards and I start reading with somebody, it's like I get a flow of information. I am reading the cards, but I'm also getting, I can't really explain it. If I was to do reading on you, you'd see what I mean. But it's kind of like a flow of information. I suppose the cards, yes, I am reading the cards, but they also kind of act as a prompt. Sometimes I could get one card, like let's say the Four of Rods. The Four of Rods is actually the marriage card. It's also a country home. It's whatever kind of feeling you get at that particular time.
What kind of reaction do you get from people when you tell them that you're a tarot card reader?
Well, sometimes I try and avoid telling people I'm a tarot card reader because the one thing they do is immediately shove their hand in your face and say, read my, you know, and yes. I'm going, I'm a card reader, I don't actually read palms. Some people go, oh, I don't believe in that. And I'm like, well, that's fine because plenty of people do and come to me. What's people's reaction? Fascination, interest, disbelief sometimes.
Is there anything you wouldn't tell a person?
If you can see somebody's in a fragile mental state, you would have to maybe be careful about what you tell them or how you tell them when that does happen. And I do get plenty of clients coming into me who are going through a bad time and could be really, really upset. I would tend to pass them on to a friend of mine who is a counsellor. And so I would tend to encourage people to go to somebody.
Yes,
I mean, I can see somebody's problem, but I can't do anything about it.
Do you talk to spirits or is that just a medium?
I don't call myself a medium. I have on occasion got spiritual communication. I had a girl in with me not so long ago, herself and her mother were in, and I just got her grandmother. I said to her, is your grandmother's name Margaret? And she said, yeah. And I said, well, she's here. Wow. I just got a good vibe, good feeling. Didn't get any information. And it doesn't happen often.
What's the most noteworthy thing you've predicted?
Actually, there's a very, very funny review on my page from a guy from the UK. And he had come over, his wife was over here working. And he said he came for a reading. And he said, I did a reading, told him everything was, you know, really spot on. And before he left, I said, your wife's pregnant. And he said, no, she isn't. And I said, yes, she is. And he said, no, she isn't. He went to his wife that evening. They met up and had dinner and drinks and whatever. And he said they had a good old laugh about what I said. And they went out like teenagers and bought themselves a pregnancy test for the crack.
Oh, my God.
And they now have a 2-year-old.
Wow.
Yeah.
How do you predict events? Do you just get a feeling or is it all down to the cards?
Both.
Okay.
And by the way, I feel somebody in here is going to be having a baby soon. Is there somebody trying for a baby? Or do you know somebody trying for a baby?
No. She won't let me hold her hand at the moment.
There's a trip coming up around April time, a trip across the water, and there's possibly a conception either on that trip or around the time of that trip.
Gotta check my Ryanair
Holy
flight.
Moly. My heart is in my stomach.
You want to go for that trip in April?
I'm not going away.
In April or May, early May.
Wow.
Can someone change the fate you predict for them?
Look, obviously, if you're going to be fired, there's probably nothing you can do about that. But of course, there's things you can do to change. you know, if you're in a really, really bad job and I see you're in a really, really bad job, you can go and start applying for the jobs. You know, we all have free will. We all have a choice. But of course you can decide, well, I'm sticking it out. I don't care if he cheats on me. I'm going to stay here and I love him and that's it.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any famous clients or any yes. famous clients you can name?
No, okay. I don't name any of my clients, but I have people who are Hollywood, literally Hollywood A-listers have come to me. Wow. I have lots of doctors, lots of barristers, lots of people in politics. I have a high court judge who comes to me. I will not name any names, but a lot of very famous actors.
Wow.
Yeah, musicians, everything.
Mad to know some names.
You wouldn't know. I don't tell.
Is there anything that you picked up on from myself or Dec since you've been in the room?
Somebody's having a baby.
Apart from that.
It's so not me having a baby, I can tell you that.
Not you personally.
You never know.
Well, of course not.
Anything else you've vibed off?
Yes, but I'll tell you later.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Ronnie, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much for coming into Today FM.
Ask me anything. Today FM.